today. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, to another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to do all kinds of cool things, including chat with Luann Hammond from CarList.com about some of her recent new car test drives, the new Hyundai Sonata, as well as a new very small Chevrolet called the Spark. We'll also talk to Luann about the upcoming Michelin Bibendum and lots more. A little later on, he's a racer of diesel-powered vehicles. He has a diesel-powered Mustang, and he's racing at the Texas Mile this weekend. His name is Greg Hogue, and he'll be joining us a little later on in the hour. Along the way, we're going to throw out a trivia question, as we did in the first hour. We had a winner from Kentucky, but in this hour, it could be you, the winner. The telephone number, 800-259-9231. We'll do that momentarily, but first, we'll check what's been happening in the world of motorsports with the one and only Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing great. One thing that didn't win today was the United States auto racing action because rain virtually washed out everything. Qualifying seems to be a non-existent activity in Martinsville. For the third year in a row, qualifying for the spring race at Martinsville Speedway was rained out Friday, and the field was set by point standings. So Kevin Harvick and Matt Kenseth, both typically poor qualifiers on the oldest, shortest track in NASCAR's Premier Series, were set to start on the front row for today's race. But as mentioned, rain in Martinsville will hold off the start until tomorrow. The second row for Monday's race will have Jimmy Johnson and Greg Biffle, followed by Tony Stewart and Kurt Busch on row three, and Jeff Burton and Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the fourth row. The rain also washed out qualifying for the truck race on Saturday, and that gave Kevin Harvick a sweep of the pole positions because his team already leads the truck standings. Harvick certainly took the honor of having the pole seriously. He pulled away from teammate Ron Hornaday Jr. on a restart with 19 laps to go for his second consecutive win in the truck series. Harvick led 187 laps yesterday at Martinsville. IRL was set for action on the streets of St. Petersburg this afternoon, but heavy rains in Florida will hold that one off until tomorrow with Will Power on the pole. The only action to be seen this past weekend that saw the throw of a green flag was earlier today in Australia, where Jenson Button won the F1 Australian Grand Prix. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Hey, Jeff, great job. Looking forward to seeing you this week in New York at the New York International Auto Show. Any new car you're dying to get a look at up close and personal?
Dying? Not really. One thing that's interesting me, though, is I've always been interested in the trends with electric cars, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And a recent survey done by Consumer Reports is showing that the vast majority of car buyers nowadays are willing to look at electric cars. So I never saw the Leaf up close and personal. I'm interested in looking at that one and, you know, how the Chevy Volt has progressed. And I know Fiat now looking to come out with a 500 EV. So always been on the fence with that, but it's starting to show that the American public might be leaning towards just looking at electric cars, at least in the future.
Yeah, certainly for certain applications, for city use, short commute, stuff like that. They do definitely have some advantages. Well, looking forward to seeing that, and you'll get a first look since you weren't in L.A. or Detroit at some of the supercars, too. So the SLS AMG from Mercedes will be there, the LFA hopefully from Lexus, and some other incredibly overpriced but beautiful vehicles. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. And speaking of environmentally friendly vehicles, electric vehicles, she is on the cutting edge of all that technology. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of the website CarList.com. You can see her on all kinds of TV shows, from NBC to Fox to CNN. You can hear her on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show, which is picking up some affiliates. I can now hear it in my hometown of Boston once again. Here she is, Lou Anne Hammond. Hey there, Lou Anne. How you doing?
Oh, good, Bob. I wasn't sure how you were going to do that segue, whether it was going to be electric cars or overpriced, but beautiful.
Oh, that would have been even much more clever, definitely. Well, let's talk a little bit about what Jeff brought up. Are you finding the same thing, that more and more Americans are thinking about the plug-in?
I think they're thinking about the plug-in for two different reasons, and he brought both of them up. One would be the plug-in full electric vehicle, and one would be the range extender. So you have the Chevy Volt, which is the range extender. You think of your house, and you have electricity, but if your house runs out of electricity, then you can plug in a generator, and it will make electricity for you again. That's what the Chevy Volt and the Jaguar concept are, their range extenders. And that takes away any of the anxiety about running out of electricity, because once you're out and about, if you don't have a plug to plug in your car, you're going to be stuck. It's not like there's lots of places you can just plug in. The next one would be the full plug-in hot, electric vehicle, and that would be where there might be more anxiety about electric-only vehicles. And even then, Nissan is taking some of that worry away. In Israel, they're working with a company called Project Better Place that has, like, hundreds of thousands of changing units, so that you can go in, change out your electric battery once it's out of charge, and get a new battery. And the reason I like that one is because they've made it so if they have a new battery that comes out, mm-hmm. you're not stuck with that old battery. They've formatted it so that there's a certain standard that battery will fit for future batteries to come. So if you go from a nickel metal hydride battery to a lithium ion battery, you can still plug it in and into your car and get more of a charge for less weight.
Oh, that's pretty cool, definitely. And tell us a little bit more about the Jaguar application of the technology. Which model are they talking about using that in, the upcoming sports car?
I think it's the Jaguar XJ, mm-hmm. and I talked to Phil Popham, and I'm trying to remember which vehicle it actually was, and I can't.
Well, that's okay. No doubt it would make sense, you know, with Audi coming out with their A8 hybrid vehicle, and, you know, Mercedes has also got a luxury sedan hybrid that the XJ, which is all new and yet to be fully introduced here in North America, would certainly be a candidate. But I know that they've got a sports car in the works called the XE, and I wonder if that is also perhaps a candidate for this technology. We'll just have to wait and see.
I know that it's a UK government-funded project called Limo Green.
Interesting.
And it's supposed to get 70 to 90 miles per gallon and really take down the CO2. And I just don't know which one it is. But, well, I mean, you think of that, the Chevy Volt and the Fisker Karma, and they're all range extenders. So you don't actually have to worry about running out of electricity.
Which in a lot of ways makes more sense, in my opinion. But then again, of course, if you have the same commute every day and it's X number of miles and that's it, a regular plug-in would suffice. But the range extender definitely has a number of advantages over the traditional plug-in. What's the latest with Fisker and the more affordable vehicle that they're supposedly going to be producing in the not-too-distant future? They got a lot of government money, I know, for it. And they bought the Saturn plant in, I think, Virginia or somewhere like that. We'll ask Lou Anne about that question and also about her driving impressions of a couple of cars straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. seems I always end up driving by.
One of the most iconic sedans in the luxury market has been reinvented for 2010. It's the Jaguar XJ with bold new styling. Michael O'Driscoll is general manager for Jaguar of North America.
Your new XJ reimagines the icon all over again. Groundbreaking features, exquisite craftsmanship, the aluminum and magnesium body uses the very latest aerospace and star-inspired construction technology. Panoramic glass roof, virtual instruments that replace conventional dials, all showcased in a plasma screen. A dual-view screen in the center of the dash that simultaneously allows the driver to use the navigation system and the front seat passenger to watch a movie.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. This is Auto World. Thank you for being here each and every week at this time. Lou Ann Hammond joins us. She is editor-in-chief and founder of CarList.com. And Lou Ann, recently you had the opportunity to take a up-close and personal look at the latest sedan from Hyundai. The Sonata has been totally redone, totally updated. The last one was not a bad vehicle, definitely an improvement, but this time they've really raised the bar, and they've got a very cool four-cylinder engine. No more six-cylinder engine option.
That's right. And everyone's going to be looking at the displacement of engines just because they need a better power-to-weight ratio, and they need better miles per gallon. So if you look at the fuel economy of this vehicle, it's 35 miles highway MPG, and that speaks volumes of where they plan to go.
And in addition to the power-to-weight ratio, there are a number of other significant advantages the Sonata has over its competitors, I understand, including fuel economy and turning radius. Tell us about these advantages.
Well, I always look at turning radius, fuel economy, power-to-weight ratio for the competitors, and some of them are more important than others. And since Hyundai, Toyota is in trouble right now, and people are saying, I'm not sure about buying a Toyota. Ford is coming up in the mark. Nissan coming up in the buying customer's mind. And even Chevy Malibu has come up. But if you look at Hyundai and take the competitors, the Honda Accord, Nissan, and them, they beat out everyone in the fuel economy just by a mile or two, but that can be very significant. So you've got 23 in the city and 35 in the highway. The worst for all of them would probably be the Honda Accord at 22 in the city, 31 in the highway. If we look at the power-to-weight ratio, which is going to give you a real sporty feel. The lower the number, the sportier, sort of scrappier feel you get. And that number for Hyundai is 16.2. The highest on one of those competitors is the Chevy Malibu at 20.2. So it's a heavier vehicle. The curb weight, I think, is like 3,300 or something, whereas the Hyundai Sonata was like 3,100 or less than that, but... Then the turning radius, if you get into a place where you want to turn and you don't have much room, it really does make a difference. And the Hyundai Sonata is 35.8 feet turning radius. Once again, the worst comes in at Chevy Malibu, which is 40.4, which I think is, that to me is just too much. All the others come in around 30, anywhere from 36.1. Nissan Altima and Toyota Camry are 36.1. Honda Accord and Ford Fusion around 37.5, 37.7. So you look at those things, and that tells you a lot about how the vehicle will drive. It doesn't tell you everything, but it tells you a lot about how the vehicle will drive.
Luann, tell us about the driving impressions. I know that you had an opportunity to both ride as well as drive the vehicle. How does it handle? How does it perform compared to the previous generation?
I like this one. I love the design. People are going, oh, this looks like this part of an Acura. This looks like this part of a Lexus. And I'm like, you know what? The public doesn't really care. The public doesn't care what it looks like as long as it looks good. And this car looks good, and the driving is just lovely in it. You have the Hyundai Sonata is not supposed to be a sports car, but you have the ability to get paddle shifters on the GLS. There are three of them, the GLS, the Limited, and the SE. The GLS, they're optional. The Limited and SE, the Sport Edition, they come standard. And it makes such a difference because when you go into that corner with such a great power-to-weight ratio, you want to be able to feel like you can take that corner. And most automatics, a lot of them, you don't get that feeling of control that you have when you have a manual. So you pull out the paddle shifters, you turn it in manual and put it on the paddle shifters on and off you go, and it really does make a difference. And they did this without even changing the suspension. Some vehicles, when they change it into manual, they change the suspension, and Hyundai didn't do that. They had a way of just the gearing ratio and stuff, and it just really does make a difference.
Let's talk a little bit about the number of models and trim levels available. I would imagine, being competitive, they have to offer a wide choice, or at least a semi-wide choice. Luann, how does the Sonata shape up in that department, and also pricing?
It starts at around 20, what was it? Started at 195. So the GLS, the six-speed manual, is the GLF, is the beginning basic one, and that's 19195. Goes all the way up to the Sport Edition with nav, and that goes up to 27,395, still well within the ballpark of anything you would want to buy, and it has all the luxury you really need. And it has brake override and ESC, electronic stability control. And, you know, that's where Toyota has gotten into trouble, brake override. They just didn't have that. And so if you were hitting the gasoline and your other foot was on the brake or somehow you were hitting both of them, you could hit the brake. And any time you hit the brake, it overrides whatever the gas is doing.
Yeah, that's definitely a safety advantage, to say the least. Let's talk a little bit about another vehicle that you have driven recently, and this is that tiny, tiny Chevrolet, the tiniest, I think, probably ever that's going to be sold here in the U.S. to date, and it's called the Spark. How small is it, Luann?
It's tiny, tiny. You know, you think of the Smart, and it's actually bigger than the Smart. It only gets the one. There are two of them. There's the 1 liter and the 1.2 liter. The 1 liter gets 67 horsepower. The 1.2 gets 81. And you know they're going to be fine for urban driving. It's going to be a great little kick around town car. It's a four seater, a true four seater. You can get four regular sized. Well, I was going to say regular sized Americans, but four regular sized Europeans in there.
Very good. Should I ask a follow-up question on there?
You can get six or seven of you and Sharon in there.
Wow, very good. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. And while you're over there in Switzerland actually checking out the Chevrolet Spark, you also had an opportunity to do a video interview with Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz, who is retiring, I got an exclusive video interview with him. He went on vacation after that, and we did. We went to Gruyere, Switzerland, had some cheese fondue, and at the table he said, "Don't want you to be blindsided, but I'm retiring." And he allowed me to video interview him that night before he left on vacation the next day, and that's when it became known that he was retiring. So. Great guy. Really going to miss him in the auto world.
Absolutely. Luann, thank you so much, and hope your husband Stretch is feeling better real soon. We'll talk to you soon. Straight ahead, we're going to talk to a gentleman who likes to race diesel-powered vehicles. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live across North America. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, and we'll throw a trivia question into the mix right now. Here, going back to the decade of the 1970s, what was the name of that large-engined Mercedes-Benz that was considered in its day to be one of the ultimate sporting sedans? It was known for its large V8 engine. What was the name of that Mercedes sold in the late 70s, 78, 79, in that area? And it's considered a collectible today. And I'll give you a little hint. Its name, the name, of course, like a lot of Mercedes products, involves the size of the engine. So what was that name of that sports sedan for Mercedes back in the 1970s? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, they have pulled over, I understand. They're on their way back from the Texas Mile. And to tell us all about what he has been up to lately, it's my pleasure to welcome Greg Hogue back to the airwaves of Auto World. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing really fine, Bob. We're heading on our way back. We're actually kind of traveling down the road on the interstates of Texas. There wasn't really any way to safely pull over, so I'm in the back of the motorhome talking while Mike Woods, the owner of Nitrous Express, is piloting this big rig down the road. We had a real successful weekend. We went down to the Texas Mile with our Nitrous Express Mustang. It's a Duramax diesel-powered Mustang, same engine that they put in the Chevy 2500s. It's this particular engine is a 7-liter, 427. It's built by KPE Racing Engines, so it's a little larger than the average Duramax. It's got a good set of cylinder heads and one of the camshafts that I do, the Max Spool Engineering camshafts. And we have been chasing this 200-mile-an-hour pass for three times now at the Texas Mile, three different events. And we had a little bit of a trouble with the drive line on each time. And we finally got this Duramax torque managed. And yesterday we went 199 with a 2, 199.2 miles per hour in the Texas Mile. And had to think about it all night long. We knew that the power was there. We knew that we could get it. We just wanted to be conservative yesterday. And today we loaded up, and the air was nice. A pleasant day down there. This Texas Mile event, if you've never been to a land speed event, it's kind of like Bonneville Light. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of good. The racers there's just not a competitive spirit. There's a friendly spirit. Everybody's willing to help everybody else. And the crowd went nuts. There was a lot of Lamborghinis and the Ford GTs that were going 220 and 230 and 260. But the crowd went nuts when this Mustang pulled up. And when we went 199.2 yesterday, they were just they really wanted us to do it. Well, today, when it came up on 202.4 miles an hour, they went crazy up down there. And I was planning on bringing Project X, the Beetle. We've transferred from the truck. The truck's been put to bed. And now, of course, it went to Bonneville and went 193 and now holds the D diesel truck record. But we started doing a Diesel Power Magazine's Project X, the Beetle, in conjunction with Syn Diesel. Syn Diesel makes a natural gas to liquid diesel fuel, high cetane, high PTU content, extremely clean. And this little Beetle we took on Hot Rods Drag Week last year with the Mustang. And, of course, the Mustang won the diesel class, and we came in fourth. We brought it down here last year with my niece driving, and we went 132, which the old record was 129 miles per hour. So it went 132, but we hurt some pistons, and pistons came in on Thursday, and there's just no way I'm going to put my 18-year-old niece in a car after putting the motor together all night. So I came down here to crew and spectate for Mike Wood, and Jess Hewitt of Syn Diesel showed up with a V10 diesel-powered Volkswagen Touareg.
Wow.
And I'd never seen one of these before. This thing, when you set it, it even lowers to the ground with speed. And 350 horsepower, it even folded the mirrors in for us. But I went 100 and we went on number two diesel fuel, which just normally doesn't drive anything with diesel fuel with number two, but we just started out with pump diesel to see the difference, and we went 127 miles an hour. This is a box stock truck, SUV, and then we put the Syn diesel in there and we went 128.7. So it picked up a little over a mile and a half on the fuel, and actually it was in the worst air of the afternoon. And we were in a hurry to get back. Mike gets on the road with his motorhome for Nitrous Express. He likes to go out and see the country a little bit and visit people and go to the races. So he's got to leave out back in the 4 in the morning. So we're rushing to get back to Wichita Falls, Texas.
Wow.
But this has been a blast for me. I never thought I'd be in the diesel world. 6-7 years ago, I started racing, and I went through working for Gale Banks and driving for him for a couple of years. And now I've got my own dragster that is a Duramax-powered dragster, and held the record a few times and been on the bottom a few times, but really enjoying it. The diesel seems to be the future. I mean, it's so – this Volkswagen clean diesel is so efficient, so clean. The aftermarket hot rod people have embraced these diesel engines into hot rods. This Mustang gets 45 miles to the gallon. On the highway.
No kidding.
Back during drag week this year, for the entire 3,800 miles, we had to drive up there 1,100 miles and drive home 1,100. And then drag week was almost 1,600 miles. And racing it, the average mile fuel economy was 38 miles per gallon. This thing has 1,000 horsepower. It ran 970 at 148 miles an hour in the quarter mile. It just ran 202 miles an hour in the standing mile, and can knock on the door 40 miles per gallon while racing, and then 45 miles per gallon while just cruising. So we've had a blast. There's a lot of people that are putting these into muscle cars now. If you're not looking for the 1,000 horsepower, 500-600 horsepower motor. Or they're very efficient, very quiet, very easy to live with, and they're very reliable. The diesel engine is a reliable engine.
It sure
Bob,
is.
Have you got to drive some of the new diesels lately?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. I've gotten to drive some of the German diesels, like you said, the Volkswagen Golf. I got to drive one of those, and I also have driven the BMW X5 diesel. And I know out at our Motor Trend office in Los Angeles, we have a long-term BMW 3 Series 335 diesel. And just amazing the performance on that car. It's got over 400 pound-feet of torque. And these modern diesel power plants are truly remarkable. I mean, nothing like the diesels of yesterday.
Not at all. They don't smoke. They make power. I'm really impressed. I really believe that the future of America's energy situation is in the diesel and not in the hybrid. When I'm not racing, I'm a full-time firefighter. I'm a lieutenant on the fire department. I worry about hybrids because they have batteries, they have high voltage in them, but the diesel is clean. It's energy efficient. It's easy to make fuel, and this new Syn diesel is made from natural gas, which America has plenty of natural gas. And this fuel has a higher BTU content than diesel per gallon. And it also has a higher cetane, which means the motor can be tuned to a higher performance standard. And it has absolutely no sulfur. And the viscosity of it is such that it keeps the engine parts really clean. We've been doing a lot of research. Diesel engines that we're building now, we're working with a place out of Salt Lake City, Industrial Injection. They do our injectors and our high-pressure pumps. Fuel pressure on these diesels is 25 to 30,000 PSI, and that's how they get their atomization and fuel economy.
Amazing. We're going to have more with Greg Hoge as he tells us all about the Texas Mile and about the amazing Duramax-powered Mustang breaking 200 miles an hour. This is Auto World. Don't go away. There's a race going on between the automakers as to who will bring the first plug-in vehicle to market. Nissan's got a brand new electric vehicle around the bend. It's called the Leaf. Mark Perry, Nissan Electric Vehicle Design and Vehicle Manager.
Well, what you're seeing with the Nissan Leaf is what we hope is the first affordable mass production electric vehicle coming to market. So what you're looking at is over 17 years of research and development really coming to market. Our engineers have been working really hard on developing a reliable, safe lithium-ion battery pack. It delivers over 100 miles of range, and it's got great acceleration, great performance, and that's what you're seeing really T-minus 14 months from now.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're telling you all about Greg Hoag and his adventures at the Texas Mile this past weekend. Greg is on his way back with the driver of the Duramax Mustang. And, Greg, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Texas Mile, tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about the venue. As you said, it's kind of a fun place, and folks tend to help each other, not unlike Bonneville. But kind of give us a little mental, verbal snapshot of the Texas Mile.
The Texas Mile is in Goliad. It's an historic part of Texas, just southwest of San Antonio. It's a former naval air station, and it's nothing out there left but an old fire station and a really nice concrete runway that's 2 miles long. The Texas Mile is kind of an interesting, you know, I started doing this about 3 years ago with Project X, and I went to this venue. It was the first time I'd ever raced anything like this, and you start out from a line, and the guy stands there and says, go. And at the end of it, 132 feet apart are two laser traps, kind of like what the police use or the highway patrol to check the speed on your car, but it's more between two traps. And speed's all that counts. And this event is, of course, the NASA, I believe I'm right on that. They put this event on, and they're kind of like the Southern California Timing Association and the Southern California Automobile Association. They're kind of a timing, and they stress safety down there, and we have a good time. You see anything from the Lamborghinis, the Toyota Supras. There's even a Volkswagen Jetta down there that went 207 miles an hour.
Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The gentleman pitted next to us had raced Indy 4 or 5 times and was Rookie of the Year 1 year. I didn't catch his name, but he was out there with a Ford GT, and he went 216. And these are, a lot of them are street cars, and some of them aren't. It's just a fun event, and there's even cars that are slow all the way down to, they have the world's fastest fishing boat. It was a bass boat with 3 wheels on it, and it was probably a golf cart at some one time or another. But they will give you a record for anything. The world's fastest in reverse. The world's fastest street luge. This was a girl laying down on a skateboard. She went 100 miles an hour. I think the bass boat went 25 or 30. World's fastest demolition derby car. The world's fastest hearse. And then the serious cars get out there. And it just, it's such a blast. There's really no competition. Everybody has a good time. That the local Police Officer Association has a big feed out there. The Bikers for Christ have a, they do all the gates and helping people in and parking people, and it's a great show. I'd say there was probably 10,000 people there watching, and they have a limit of 200 cars, and they were already 200 over that a week after it opened, and that's been about 2 months ago. So they have a waiting list of when you say I'm done, and then they'll let the next person in. So they have a waiting list of people wanting to run, and this event gets bigger and bigger every year. They have a similar event in Maxton, which is the East Coast Timing Association, which I'm sure if you know Keith and Tanya Turk from Hot Rod Magazine. They're a staple there. And I've taken Project X there, and we set records with it in C Diesel Truck, which still hold. And it's just a fun event. Any of these events are fun. There's going to be an event in Dallas, Texas, at the Texas Motorplex in 2 weeks. That's a diesel-only drag race where the National Association of Diesel Hot Rods, NHRDA, will be having a race, and I think we'll be there. I've got a dragster that we're almost finished with, but we won't be quite ready for that. The diesel racing has become a real mainstay. Straight. Just a lot of good people out having a good time, and some of them are a little more serious than others, like us. We're pretty dedicated to what we're doing. Kate, if you want to see a lot of pictures of what we're doing, you can go to the Nitrous Express website or kperacing.com. Another site that's really good is competitiondiesel.com. Has a lot of the stuff about diesels. It's kind of a rough side as far as the racers. We kind of get it at each other event every once in a while, but there's a lot of people on there. It's one of the larger sites. We're having a lot of fun with our little Volkswagen, too.
Tell us.
America, Finn Diesel sponsor, is one of the sponsors of the Jetta Cup.
Yeah, again,
clean diesel racing.
I've driven the new Jetta TDI, and that is absolutely an amazing vehicle as well. But tell us more about your Volkswagen. Tell us a little bit. A new Beetle?
Actually, we have. It is a new Beetle. It's the newer body style. It's a 2000 Beetle that we started on last year. We started on it 6 weeks before Hot Rod Drag Week, and David Kennedy at Diesel Power Magazine, which is one of the largest diesel magazines out there, is the largest, and one of y'all's sister publications. He challenged me to kind of play with a Volkswagen, and, of course, what we did is got with Karma Diesel, and we got a turbocharger and a fuel injection system that was larger for it, and then we ported the head and built an intake manifold for it, and put rods in it and pistons, diamond, maybe a set of pistons, and they got here Thursday, and it was just not enough time. My niece, Connie Hogue, drove it at the Texas Mile last year, or October event. And we kind of burned the motor up a little bit, leaning on it a little bit differently than we should have. It should have made the power, but we did something wrong, I'm sure. We always do that sometimes. If you're not breaking parts, you're not breaking records. And she went 132, and the record at Bonneville was 129 in the 2-liter diesel class. So, Diamond built us a set of diesel pistons. They're into the diesel work pretty heavy. They got here just a little bit too late. They did everything they could, but there's just no way I could get it together safely in time. So we're going to be set for the next race. We'll probably go to Maxton East Coast Timing Association and, try it. The little bug, we took it to Hot Rods Drag Week, and it ran high 13s, low 14 second quarter miles. And all the time got 52 to 53 miles per gallon on the synthetic diesel.
Amazing.
We had to carry our own fuel so we could run that fuel exclusively. And it was kind of fun. Had a helper and had my niece and me all piled into a Volkswagen with two slicks piled in the back and a little thing on a trailer hitch for our luggage and a 20-gallon drum of fuel, which was enough to drive the entire route.
That's fantastic.
Hot Rods Drag Week is an incredible event. People really need to go to this event. And, of course, we got the title of the world's quickest TDI which I'm sure there are quite a few of them out there that can go faster than us, but they can't do it at Hot Rods Drag Week, where it's five racetracks, 5 days, and 1,500 miles of all the fun you could ever have in your life.
Absolutely. And tell us, Greg, a little bit more about this Mustang that you were working with this weekend. It's a 94 Mustang.
It's a 94 Mustang. It's a Wolf Racecraft chassis. Mike has always done something really unusual, like small block Fords and an Aerostar van and big block Chevrolet blown T-buckets. And he's always kind of put Chevy motors in Mustangs. Well, this time I kind of talked him into a diesel. I've been having a lot of success. And, of course, Nitrous Express is really pushing into the diesel market. Nitrous is, on a diesel, nitrous is very opposite of what it is on the gas. A lot of people are scared of it on a gas car, although I believe it's safe. But on a diesel, it actually cools things down. It cools the EGTs down. It makes safe power up to the level, up to real respectable levels. And this Mustang, we put a Duramax in there, and we put a good set of ported heads and an intake manifold from ZZ Custom Fabrications. And this particular engine uses the ECD-16 computer, which is the factory Duramax computer. It's tuned by a gentleman who's up front riding shotgun with Mike Wood, John Jordan, better known as John Boy out in the diesel world. And he's one of the better tuners, and he's a sled puller, which I'm a drag racer. We kind of call the sled pullers dirt draggers, and they call some other names. But it's a good camaraderie. We work together. This Mustang has a General Motors 4L85 e-transmission and a 9-inch Ford. And it's an incredible piece. It'll run low nines and a quarter mile at close to 150.
Amazing stuff, Greg. Well, we're a little short on time, but we thank you so much. We're going to get you back with us real soon. And we thank you so much for the updates and congratulations on a great weekend at the Texas Mile. He's Greg Hoag. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.